Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Israel of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He is our Judge. He is our Lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you with his great, holy, and exalted words. Once again, tonight we'll be discussing understanding the heart, part two. And it's essential that we understand the heart. As stated before, nobody knows the heart. Only Yah knows the heart. But the Creator lets us know in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter, if we turn there, Proverbs 28, and this is what the Creator let us know. Fifth verse. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yahweh understand all things. And so once you begin to learn how to seek the Most High, then you will begin to understand all things. Things that you didn't think you could understand, you will understand. Just because you sought the Most High. And the Creator said, if you seek Him, you shall find Him. And don't think just because people are telling you that they are seeking the Most High, or they have sought the Most High, but yet Yahweh didn't answer. And they didn't find Yah. Because Yah is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If Yahweh said, if you seek Him, He said you will find Him. Now, there is a time limit on seeking the Most High. You can wait too late. As many of our brothers and sisters know who's been listening to us, we've been letting the people know that there's no doubt about it. We as a people are in a state of emergency. And I know the mass majority of our people don't see it. They don't see what's so What's the emergency? They don't see it. What's the difference between today and yesterday? And why is things so urgent? And it's simple. Yahweh said he will do nothing. But what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets, and the Creator has already revealed, have already inspired, and already sent his Spirit to let our people know that we need to get our house in order. We need to get ourselves together. And you can't do this without getting your heart right. And Yahweh said this about the heart in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter. This is what Yahweh had to say about the heart. And watch what it says in the 12th verse, Hosea 10 and 12. So, to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. And what is your fallow ground? Well, your fallow ground is your heart. That's the thing that's just so hard that it refuses to do what's right. It refuses to seek peace. It refuses to let bygones be bygones. It refused to humble itself. So what do? You have to humble it. You must humble your own heart. This is what this is all about. And what we are teaching is understanding the heart so that you can be able to humble it. Because there's things that one must do to humble the heart. And yesterday or last night, we went over that the heart itself have laws. And there's various testimonies that Yah will give us on the heart, that you might know it and understand it. Let me show you something the Creator told us about the heart. Because you can't understand the heart unless you understand how the Most High see the heart. It's all about how he see it. There's two different types of heart. There's one type of heart that is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? Heart so terrible that you can't even know the heart. You say, I will never do this. I will never speak like that. I will never say such a thing. I will never go there. I will never, never, never. But that's just words. Because if you put in a certain situation, a certain circumstance, you don't know what you'll do if your heart is not right. Our people ate their own babies. And I can assure you, they said one day that they would never eat any type of human being, and they end up eating their own babies. Now, you couldn't have told them that. But the very thing they thought they wouldn't do, they did. And then you have another type of heart that Yahweh said, don't give away. And particularly, he said, give not thy strength unto women. And what was he speaking about? Your heart. The very thing that you'll give to a woman if you're not strong. The fifth chapter. And I know, sisters, you hear such a thing. He's talking about don't give your heart to a woman. Well, first of all, the scripture said that. And you read it in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, Proverbs, I'm sorry, the 31st chapter. That's where you read that. That's number one. And number two, if you had any wisdom, sisters, you would know that's not an indictment on you. That's an indictment on a man that will give his heart away. And look what the Creator says here in the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter. This is what it says. And this was a time where Yahweh, he spoke to man. And the question was asked in the 26th verse, for who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and live? Nobody has experienced the thing that we have experienced by hearing the voice of Elohim. Go you near and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim shall say, and speak you to us all that Yahweh our Elohim shall speak to you, and we will hear it and do it. In other words, that's what the people said. The people didn't want to hear Yahweh. The people want to hear Yahweh today. They think they want to hear Yahweh. And the only reason they think they want to hear Yahweh today is because they don't even know Yahweh. So as Jesus said, I want to hear Yahweh himself. It's just because you don't know him. But our people who heard Yahweh, they said, no, you speak to Yahweh, Moses, and then you come back and tell us what he said. And this is what the Creator said. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me. And Yahweh said to me, I've heard the voice of the words of these people, which they have spoken to you. They have well said all that they have spoken. In other words, this is a good thing that they don't want to hear me, because they really don't want to hear me. They really don't. Although many people will tell you they do want to hear Yahweh. But this how it made Yahweh feel in the 29th verse. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. So Yahweh said, man, I wish they had the right type of heart in them. My goodness. Oh, if they had the right heart. And this is the very thing that you should be exercising your life in, having the right heart. And why? Because if you keep your heart with all diligence, as the scripture says, because this is where the issues of life come forth right there in your heart. So all your happiness, all your joy, all your peace, all your good, all your kindness, but also all your wretchedness, all the churlishness, all the evilness, all the abominations lie right there also. It is up to you which one will supersede the other. And I want people to also know this. Before we go there, last night we were speaking on this, and I took you to a king. A king that is written about in the book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And let us go there so you can see. In the book of Proverbs 31, the very first verse, it says, the words of King Lemuel, or Lemuel, down, and it says the prophecy that his mother told him. Now, in the scriptures, we know not of such a king whose name was Lemuel or Lemuel. We know not such a king. We don't see this king in nobody's lineage. That's because the word, the name, Lemuel, simply means belonging to Elohim. So this can be any king, because all the kings belong to Elohim, all of them. The good ones, the righteous ones, as well as the evil ones and wretched ones. They all belong to Yahweh. But this prophecy is about a good one and how to stay strong. And you're going to see why that is so important. Because the very first prophecy that she gives, that she tells, and what is a prophecy? A prophecy is a message that you hand down from the Most High. And here it is, she handing a message down to the king of the earth. And this is her message. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vow? Give not your strength unto woman, nor your ways to that which destroyeth kings. And what is the strength that you can give to a woman? Is it your money? You got women that got more money than a man. Is it your love? No, because you're supposed to love your women. But the strength of any man, and really the strength of any woman, is the heart. And why is that your strength? Because this is where the issues of life come forth. This is your stronghold. But it also can be your weakness. And what Yahweh would do with a king, as he did with a king, which is the highest position that a man can have in earth. He will show something in a king that he didn't show in no one else. And I'm going to show you what he showed in other people. But watch what he showed in this king. And you'll read about what Yahweh wanted you to see in this king. 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. And we're going to go right to it. And we read this last night talking about Saul. How Yahweh rejected Saul because he sinned against him. And when he rejected Saul, that's what Yahweh had to say after he rejected Saul. 1 Samuel 13, verse 14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. Talking about Saul's kingdom. Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart, just like us. Yahweh said, if we seek him, we shall find him. And if Yahweh sought a man after his own heart, you don't think he found one? Sure he did, because he the one made the man after his own heart. This is how significant, important the heart is, that Yahweh will give a man to exemplify, or as an example, or as a testimony of his own heart. This is a man after his own heart. And Yahweh has commanded him to be captain over his people, because you have not kept that which Yahweh commanded you. And who was this man that Yahweh would give after his own heart? Would it tell you exactly who this man was? In the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, the 28th verse, or 1 Samuel 16th chapter, the 7th verse. And let us turn there, because we also read this, and look what it said. The 7th verse, 1 Samuel 16 and 7. But Yahweh said to Samuel, look not on his countenance. For man looks at how important the heart is. And let me show you what will be a testimony after the heart of Yahweh. His name, Dawid. A lot of people say Dawood. Some people say David. And only because our people don't even know our ancient language. So you will hear all kind of names. But his name means beloved or loved. And there was no king loved like him. As a matter of fact, there was no man loved like David. There's no man written in books like this man is. But let me show you this man so you can see the type of heart, because you got to understand the heart. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about David, Moses, Daniel, Noah, Daniel, Job, Abraham. The only reason these men are mentioned. They only mention to exemplify what Yahweh wants you to see. Yahweh wanted you to see righteousness. Yahweh wants you to see a messenger. Yahweh wants you to see his name. Now Yahweh wants you to see his heart. And watch this. First Chronicles, the 28th chapter. Show you something that he taught his own son. Something that we should be teaching our own sons. And this is what it says in First Chronicles, the 28th chapter. And we're going to start at the very first verse, because this is going to also teach you some things that you might not have known. And watch what it says. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over thousands, captains over hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king and of his sons, with the officers, with the mighty men, with all the valiant men, to Jerusalem. Then David king, the king, stood up upon his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and for the footstool of our Elohim, and had made ready for the building." In other words, he is the one that put the blueprint together. He is the one that got all the material together. He is the one that put the plans together. He did everything. He was ready for the building. But Elohim said to me, "You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. However, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever." Not JC, not Haile Selassie, not no other man, but David forever. No conditions at all. You don't see if he keep my commandments, if he obey my voice, if he do this, if he do that. No. It simply tells you. And among, read that again, it says, "However, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Yehuda to be the ruler, the house of Yehuda, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he likened me to make me king over all of Israel and of all my sons. For Yahweh has given me many sons. He has chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said to me, 'Solomon, your son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever.'" If, see, you'll never see this if with David. "But if he is constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day." And we know Solomon was not constant at all. "Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Elohim, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever." And watch the ninth verse, because this is what I want you to see. This is the reason I brought you here. Because this is the advice of a man that Yahweh sought after his own heart. And this is his advice. And you, Solomon, my son, know you the Elohim of your father. You got to know the Elohim of your father. And serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. And I know people thought the heart was the mind, and the mind was the heart. And no, you have a mind and you have a heart. And you got to serve Yahweh perfectly with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, cast you off forever. And what greater advice could you get than that? No, there is no greater advice, because this is exactly how we must serve Yahweh, with a perfect heart and a willing mind. If you want to see how that looks, go to 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, because I want you to see how this look. And watch what it says. First verse. Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone Elohim has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for Yahweh Elohim. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim the gold for things to be made of gold, the silver for things of silver, the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, the wood for things of woods, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my Elohim, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I prepared for the holy house. In other words, he had some things that was given to him. But the things that was given to him couldn't even compare to what he gave himself. Why? Because this was a man after Yahweh's heart. He set his affection to this love, because he knew Yahweh would set his affection to this house. So he set his affection to this house. This is why we got to know and understand the heart. You notice he said he did this with all his might. You think Yahweh do things halfway? No, he do it with all his might. All over the scriptures, Yahweh talking about his might. And you see how Yahweh use his might. Why do you think Yahweh command us to do things with our might? Because that's how he works. Watch what it says, four verse. Even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house therewith. The gold for things for gold, silver for things of silver, for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the craftsmen. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto Yahweh? And Yahweh is always looking for somebody who's ready to sanctify themselves, who's ready to consecrate themselves willingly to Yahweh. Because Yahweh is looking for sincere and true servants that is ready and willing to serve him. But you got to do it with all your might. You can't come half-stepping. Yahweh is not interested in your half. He's looking for a whole step. And watch what it says. The chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands of hundreds, and with the rulers of the kings were offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of Elohim of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams and silver of 10,000 talents and brass 18,000 talents and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasury of the house of Yahweh. By the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite, then the people rejoiced, for they offered willingly, because with perfect heart, they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Therefore, David blessed Yahweh before all the congregation, and David said, "Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim of Israel, our Father, forever and ever," because the people gave with a perfect heart, and they offered willingly to Yahweh. And this is you, how you got the rule. Here it is. You got people singing to Yahweh. We have a choir. And I can understand our choir director, she looking for perfection. And why? Because Yahweh is looking for perfection. She's looking for a perfect heart. Why? Because Yahweh is looking for a perfect heart. Here it is. Our people expect the truth. They expect people to come before them prepared, studied. Iron sharpened iron. And this is why we prepare ourselves for you. Why? Because Yahweh wants you prepared for him. And you have to do this with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. And how can you teach and how can you sing to Yahweh if you're not willing and ready to serve Yahweh perfectly and willingly? People make too many excuses, and let me tell you why. Because their heart is not perfect with Yahweh. And we have too many people. They looking at other people. You don't have time to look at nobody else. Because looking at somebody else is not going to make your heart perfect. You have to look within yourself. You have to work on yourself. And David worked on itself. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Kings, the 15th chapter. We're talking about the heart. Understanding the heart. First Kings, the 15th chapter, and watch what it says. And it's very understandable why Yahweh would use a king, the head honcho, to be an instrument of his own heart is understandable, because a king have all the power in his hand. All the power. Whatever the king said goes. So Yahweh want this man, since he got all the power and making all the judgments, then it only right that he makes judgment based on the right type of heart. Not an emotional heart. Not a heart that look on the outer appearance. But a heart that looks on the heart. And I'm going to show you how he would do such a thing. But watch what it says, 1 Kings, the 15th chapter, the very first verse. Now in the 18th year of King Jehoroboam, the son of Nebat reigned a volume over Yehuda. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his Elohim, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did Yahweh his Elohim give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem. Now, why did Yahweh do such a thing? Because of David. Because David's heart was perfect with Yahweh. Watch what it says. Fifth verse. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save except only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Here it is. We got people talk about David like a dog. But the only thing Yahweh seen in David that was wrong is the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And Yahweh seen that was a great sin to him. But that was the only sin that Yahweh accounted to David. He said this man did what was right in his eyes and didn't turn aside from anything that he commanded all the days of his life, with that one exception. Now, how many times have you turned aside from Yahweh, from the things that he commanded you? Now, do you see why this man was the instrument that Yahweh was used to show his heart? Maybe you still don't see. So let us go to the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter. See, we must understand the heart. Either you're going to strengthen the heart by the one thing that only can strengthen the heart, and that is Yahweh's word. For Yahweh says, man does not live by bread only. Every word of the mouth of Yah does man live. And people want to snatch you from Yahweh's word. That's what you must put in your heart. Why you think the king had to write a copy of the law all the days of his life? And the scripture said he had to read all the days of his life, that his heart might not be lifted above his brethren. In other words, he stay low, he stay humble. In the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter, the 7th verse, it says, Yahweh also shall say the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. And watch this. In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And how will Yahweh do that? And he that is feeble among them, in other words, the weakest one among them, at that day shall be as David. In other words, we know the type of warrior David was and the fame that he had and how Yahweh or how David won every victory through Yahweh. Well, the weakest man at that day will be like David. Watch what it says. And the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. So this man who Yahweh said was a man of his own heart will be like an angel. It ain't no sense of you trying to figure out how an angel is because you don't know. But you know an angel is higher than you, higher than man. Come and go, appear and disappear. Well, David, the house of David, will be as an angel. This is the type of heart that Yahweh is looking for. He's looking for a heart that is strong with him. Strong in his word. As I tell people all the time, I talk to people all the time, and they want to hear the word of Yahweh, and then as soon as you give them the word of Yahweh, they want to debate you on the word of Yahweh. And all I can do is scratch my head and think, are they meditating day and night in this word? Are they studying this word of Yahweh? Have they made Yahweh's word their lamp, the feet in which they walk? Are they there night and day preparing, studying, learning? to meet their maker. But yet, they will debate someone that is. And all I can do is scratch my head. Watch what it says in the book of Psalm 139. In the book of Psalm 139, here's a man called David who can say things as we're about to read. See, this is the man who can say this. And why can't he say this? Because this is a man. Well, let me just show you what he said. Then you can see the boldness of his heart. Watch what it says. Psalms 139, verse 21. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you? Now ask yourself, do you hate those that hate Yahweh? Some of your friends hate Yahweh. Some of your family members hate Yahweh. Do you hate those that hate Yahweh? Well, this is how David felt. Now, the difference between you and David is that David understood how to hate. Our people don't know how to hate. Just because he hated something don't mean he demonstrated and showed hatred. It don't mean that. But make no mistake about it. If they hated Yahweh, he hated them. And some people don't know and understand how to control. Just because you're mad and angry, it don't mean that you have to show and demonstrate and show everybody that you're angry. But when you get angry, that's what you do. You want the world to see that you're angry. But that's for the scripture say, anger rests in the bosoms of fools. You're getting angry for, you're getting vexed for, your countenance falling for what? And now you got to pray for something that you shouldn't have been able to control. And you're down and you're not happy. But the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. All you got to do is keep the law, and maybe you might be happy. But since there's no vision, if people can't see where they're going, they can't see the path in front of them, they automatically assume that the street is dead end. That don't mean it's dead end just because you can't see. Are you with someone that can see? Are you with someone that know the way? Or do you trust Yahweh who will lead and guide and order your steps? But you can't see it. It's a problem. You don't know the way. It's a problem. Watch what David says. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you. and am not I grieved with those that rise up against you. I hate them with perfect hatred. If you didn't understand, he meant what he said before. You should understand now. He said, I hate them with perfect hatred. And watch what he says. I count them my enemies. Now, do you see the type of heart that Yahweh was looking for in a man? And I know people will question David. Man, you don't supposed to hate your brothers and sisters. The scripture said, hate not thy brother in thy heart. They was an enemy to Yahweh. And they rise up against Yahweh. And they hated Yahweh. David hated them. And watch what it says. Search me, O Elohim, and know my heart. Do you want Yahweh to know your heart? Well, he already know your heart. But David said, search me, O Elohim, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. How bold can you be to ask Yahweh to search you and ask Yahweh, look and see if there's any wicked way in me at all. And Yahweh did exactly that. He searched him. He tried him. That means he tested him. Soon as you get tested, you mad because you didn't hear what you want to hear. You didn't see what you wanted to see. You weren't told what you thought you were supposed to have been told. You didn't get what you thought you were supposed to got. And you mad. And it didn't happen at the time that you wanted to happen. And you mad. And you upset. And you don't like it. And you tired. Not even realizing you being tried. You being tested. And you failing. You failing the test. Because that's not why Yahweh bring adversity to you. He bring it to you that you might consider. But yet now you all out of pocket. And so when Yahweh try you, you know what he see? A wicked way. And he tried David, and he's tried David with many adversities. And you know what he's seen in David? That his heart was perfect toward me. And he turned not aside from anything that I commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. But every time Yahweh try our people, you know what he see? A wicked way. And why? Because they refuse to consider. Soon as something don't go their way, the wickedness comes out. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter. If you desire to be a servant of Yahweh, you're going to have to rise up and do better. And why? Because Yahweh is looking for perfection. And let me get the verse. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, and we're going to start at the, we're going to read the 13th and the 14th verse, and watch what it says. Consider the work of Elohim, and you are the work of Elohim. He made you. For who can make straight which he has made crooked? Consider that. In other words, some of y'all dealing with some crooked guys, crooked men, and you can't make them straight. And some of you all dealing with some crooked women, and you can't make them straight. Who can make what he has made crooked? And watch the 14th verse. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, be mad. That's not what it says. Be angry. It don't say that either. Point the finger. No. Blame somebody. No. In the day of adversity, consider. Take time to consider what Yahweh is doing.
10 seconds.
This is the time, brothers and sisters. The decree has gone forth. And I pray that you are listening to the sound of the trumpet. This is time to get your house in order. This is the time to get yourself together. This is the time to get your heart right before the great day of Yahweh. You don't have to believe me. Believe Yahweh. For Yahweh said he will return. And when he returned, he said that he, his pain will fall upon the head of the wicked. So it's up to you. You can't say you didn't know. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. faith. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.